I mean, I think I had always been aware that I was very different from my peers. I struggled connecting with them, and you know, was often socially ostracized. And in that sense, my diagnosis was a relief because even though I was only 12, it helped explain a lot of things that were going on throughout my life and helped prepare me for what were still many difficult years to come ahead.
So in what way did you feel you were different? Can you give me some examples?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, it's sort of hard to be specific on those things, but it just I was out of step with my peers. I think for every autistic person, there is this whole set of unwritten rules of the social world that most neurotypical people understand instinctively and that we have to learn in a very painstaking, difficult process. And that was something that I struggled with tremendously growing up, as I think almost all of us do.
Were you doing well in school academically?
Depending on the topic. Some of them, yes.
And looking back, do you wish that you had learned of your diagnosis earlier?
Yes, I think it would have been helpful. There are not knowing is far more frustrating than knowing because we understand that we're different. But we don't understand why until we learn about the fact that our brains work differently and some of the challenges and some of the strengths we have are results of that.
So how were you told about your autism?
Well, my particular diagnosis was Asperger's syndrome, which is a type of autism spectrum diagnosis. My mother sort of sat down with me on a park bench near the house and informed me of my new diagnosis and asked me if I had any questions.
And did you?
I asked who came up with the name. I thought it was a very funny name. but as I did more research on my own, I came to understand more about it.
What was the most important thing you learned about Asperger?
I think the most important thing I learned about the broader autism spectrum was that there was this whole community of other people out there like me who had similar experiences, and that was incredibly empowering growing up. I don't know that I would have made it through without knowing that I was not alone in the experience, and I think that that is something that really is something that every autistic person should have the opportunity to access growing up, that sense of community. Autistic community is tremendously important. We are often people that are excluded from our own communities and from general society, and I think that makes it all the more important that we have an opportunity to connect with each other in a meaningful way.